Now, many is a time on this programme we speak about healthy eating and living well and all of that. And sometimes you listen and probably sometimes you don't. But I bet you listen to this guy. Let me speak to one of the top boxing trainers and coaches, Shane McGuigan. Shane, good morning.
How you doing, Frank?
All is good, fella. All is good. Yeah, I'm not surprised that you've signed up for a Live Well initiative. You're living proof of someone who's looked after yourself.
Well, you know, I try to, you know, being in around athletes all the time, you start to feel a bit down about yourself if you're not trying to keep yourself in shape. And it's great. You know, obviously Centra came to me with an idea of a Live Well sort of campaign, and it's great to be a part of it.
When you moved from actual boxing to training, did you have to make a conscious effort to stay as fit as you are? Because when we see you in the ring with Carl and the other boxers, you look like as if you're ready for action yourself.
Well, I'm certainly not, no. But I do, you know, I mean, I try well. And you know, being in camp, you know, when we were in Vegas, we all ate the same food, and you end up just, you know, being around boxers all the time, and you end up, you know, eating the same sort of food as them, and you start to feel good about yourself, and you start feeling better and more active. And you know, my job's pretty active anyway, taking the guys on the pad, and it's very physical, so I've got to keep myself in relatively good shape.
And what do you say to young people who may be spending a significant amount of time on the crisps and the beer, feet up in front of the PlayStation, getting very little physical activity? Life can pass you by if you do that, can't it?
Oh, definitely. You know, you only get one body and one life. And, you know, I think, you know, you've really got to start taking care of it. And, you know, there's, you know, Centra is doing a great job, and you can see it now. You can see people are starting to get a lot more health conscious and fitness conscious as well. And it's becoming a bit of a fashion sort of cult as well. So you're starting to see these celebrities all in good shape. And I think it's great because, you know, there's been too many years where people have just gone and gone to the pub, and that's their form of socializing. You know, get active, get healthy, and, you know, start really starting to push yourself. And if you can't really, you know, muster up the courage to do that, then that's, you know, when we've done a restart 10-week fitness plan with Centra to really get you to just literally get you back on your feet and get you started moving. And I think it's a perfect opportunity for people to get healthy and get the, you know, if the gym is too daunting, then, you know, then just get on this and start doing it at home, and then suddenly you'll start getting a lot more confidence within yourself and feeling a lot better about yourself.
And no bigger celebrity in this part of the world than Carl himself. When do you expect to see him back in the ring?
Oh, you know, we're looking at a big Belfast Summer Showdown with Carl in the summer. Leo Santa Cruz and his team, we've been approaching them. They're playing a little bit of hardball. We'll continue to go back with different offers. And I think, you know, if we can't get Leo Santa Cruz, no matter what, Carl has stated that he wants to be back in Belfast in the summer, and you're going to see him there. You know, the fans have been starved of him for the last year and a half, 2 years. He hasn't been, you know, had a homecoming in such a long time, and he's sort of outgrown the Odyssey Arena. But you're going to see him back in full force in the summer.
Is it a guarantee it's going to be Windsor Park, or as they call it, the National Stadium now?
It's not a guarantee. No, nothing's a guarantee, but you know, it is likely, and I think that is the venue that suits us the most. You know, and I think, you know, there's a lot to be done before then. Obviously, we have to get the right, you know, if we get the opponent of Leo Santa Cruz when we come there, then we'll have to get somebody else. But no matter what, Carl has got a huge fan base, and I think, you know, it's going to be a huge summer showdown.
Are you getting a feeling that maybe Santa Cruz is going to slip through your fingers, through your dad's fingers?
No, I mean, like, I think he's going to fight us. So it's just about whether he wants to do it next. You know, I think, you know, we were a man of, you know, Carl was a man of his word, and we, as a team, we you know, we gave him an immediate rematch, and we went back to Vegas. But you know, he hasn't held up his end of the bargain. He said he was going to come to Belfast. He stated it in Belfast, and you know, his dad's sort of pulling strings and saying he won't get a fair shake, but. You know, the fact is that the governing bodies, they supply the judges and you know, the WBA and the WBC, the belts that Santa Cruz hold, they're the ones that supply the judges, and he'll get a fair shake. It's just, you know, whether he's got the courage to come over.
What is it about Carl? I've met him a few times. He's such a young gentleman. He's a very focused young fella. But what is it about him that makes him 99 times out of 100 a winner in the ring? Because we really do believe that he can win it 2-1 over Santa Cruz. We have such faith in him. What is it about Carl that gives him that mindset and that ability?
Well, it's, you know, him as a person and the way he lives his life. You know, he's a proper professional. He eats the right food. He does all the right training, and you know, he leaves no stone unturned, and that's why he's a winner. And I think, you know, you didn't see the best Carl Frampton in Vegas, but you know, you will do from now on in.
You don't remember anything about your dad boxing, do you? You would have been much too young.
No, I've seen all the videos though, so I've got those as memories.
Yeah, I lived it. You know, I remember it. I remember being in a nightclub and the music stopping one of the nights that he was fighting. Everything was turned off because McGuigan was on the big screen. Do you yourself, Shane? Do you, you know, you get back and forward a bit to the old homeland down around Clonus, down around Monaghan? Do you see it much?
Yeah, definitely. I've got about 30 first cousins back there, my grannies and stuff, and all our, you know, our family. And you know, it's I love Clonus. I love being back in Monaghan. It's great, but you know, obviously with my schedule now, I don't get a chance to go back as often as I'd like. But it's a great part of the world, and you know, I'm a big fan of Ireland.
Listen, the next time you're over, drop in and have a chat with us, Shane. I'd love to have you in the studio.
100%. Thanks, Frank.
Thanks for speaking to us, fella. Thank you. Thank
See you.
That's Shane McGuigan. He is, of course, Carl Frampton's trainer, and he's talking about this new initiative courtesy of Centra. And they've certainly bought into the right guy there when it comes to, I suppose, spanning fitness, nutrition, mindfulness, and all of that. Good morning to you. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105.